welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is episode 523, and I'm Morgan, and we're going to go a little hotel madness today. Today I've got with me Ed. Ed, how's it going?
Doing pretty well, Morgan. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to talk some Disney resorts with you. And we also have, for 2 weeks in a row, Lisa.
Morgan! What's going on?
Long time no talk.
Right? It's been a... it was a hot second last week, so I guess it's a hot month. Months for you.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to you in a little bit. Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear your voice in real time, not on the podcast, and ready to discuss some Disney with you. I've missed you around here.
No, see these guys, they tend to wear you down.
Oh man, we won't even go there. The alcohol budget's gotten a little higher since you left, you know.
Yeah, and I don't make any impact on that, so I don't know what to do.
I know.
Okay, guys, so for tonight's show, as Morgan said, we're going to be doing our Disney Nerds Podcast 2024 WDW Hotel Madness. We're going to go through the 16 top hotels at Walt Disney World and whittle it down to number one. We're going to do that between the three of us. We also have help from one of our listeners, Melissa Ladd. Thank you very much for sending your votes in. She's going to help us with the finals in each of the categories. And I think we're going to have a good time tonight with this.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready to discuss, because I feel like once we get a little further in, it's going to be harder to pick. There's reasons.
Yeah, there were some really, really, really tough decisions, and I'm not going to lie. I've got a bracket in front of me filled out, and it's not by me. So
ooh.
I'm holding true. I had Angela do it. And
nice.
And
excellent.
I'm holding true to her choices, even though there might be a few that I may have disagreed with.
So you'll give the answers, but you might add under protest.
I might add under protest for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Might be a little asterisk beside Lisa's votes.
I just think Lisa just has the background here for two votes for each time around. So here we go. Shut herself up.
That works.
Okay, so I tell you what, we're going to get right into this in a second. Before we do that, there is some news about the parks. Every week we're hearing new updates and things that are going on. This week, the biggest announcement, or not even an announcement, just actually observations, is that the new Tiana's ride, what's the full name for that one?
Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Okay, they've been having test rides. The Imagineers have been riding it. They've been testing out the music, and I think I even heard that they had some non-cast members on it, but I'm not 100% sure about that one yet.
I don't know about non-cast members, but I definitely seen on social media some TikToks of Imagineers, and they were in their full construction vests coming down the mountain, which we can no longer call Splash. There was still a little Splash, though, I saw in the video, but, you know, they were there.
I liked how the mountain was all green now. It is so different looking than it was a year ago.
Yes. And actually, somebody, like, I want to say a month or two ago, again, this was on one of the social media platforms, somebody else posted. And I never realized this. Maybe this was my lack of Splash Mountain knowledge, but I guess there was a hidden Mickey in the mountain, like near the top. And of course, now the greenery's over it, the hidden Mickey's gone.
Right. I'm sure we'll see more.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sure.
Yep.
Now, since we are talking Tiana's Bayou Adventure, I do want to point out Disney wanted us to go ahead and meet some of the critters, which we have the coverage on the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com. And it was also Meet the Critters in the Bayou Part 1. So I feel like we're going to get some more critters. We've got a beaver named Bahalia. I'm probably butchering the name.
Yola?
It's B-Y-H-A-L-I-A.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Definitely not Yola.
A turtle named Rufus. A raccoon named Apollo. A bunny named Gritty. An otter named Timoleon. And I think it's a possum named Bo. So, and there's a little description on our website. You can see them all on there. And of course, they already showed some pictures of some plushes because we know there's going to be merchandise.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely merchandise. Now, that's actually going to be kind of fun, too, because that little store on Splash Mountain under there was very, very well themed for Splash Mountain. When you went inside that little store, you saw all the little animals' living spaces above the merchandise level, up on the ceiling level there. And it was always very cool going in there. I'm going to love to see how they change that around. That's going to be so cool. I'm really looking forward to this. I didn't think I would be looking forward to it as much as I am, but, you know, all these little announcements are definitely making it worth the while.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that shop actually called Critter Corner? Am I thinking right?
Maybe. Yes, it makes was sense. Critter Corner. Yep.
So It kind of makes sense that they might not actually change that shop that much because there are going to be critters on the ride. So it could still be Critter Corner, and now you've just got Tiana's critters on it.
True. And there's also the store down on the line after you get off the ride where you got the pictures. So it's going to be interesting to see how they change all of that up in there now.
Yeah.
And the whole waiting area, too. Think about that whole square. It's got to be themed more so Louisiana, New Orleans.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. The Imagineers, I'm sure, have had a field day with this area. I can't wait for it to open. And I was a big, big Splash fan. But I was a Splash fan because I thought the wait was worth the investment for the length of the ride. I don't think that's going to change. It's just the theming that changes. So for what I liked Splash Mountain for will still be the essence of what I like Tiana's Bayou Adventure for as well.
Right.
Good. Hopefully. Awesome. Some other news going on is that the D23 tickets went on sale, or the, I guess, different events, or I'm not sure exactly what happened, but we had a bunch of the Disney Nerds co-hosts online this week trying to get tickets. I believe I heard Charlotte saying she was online in place number 26,001 at one point when she was waiting.
Just
Sam,
a few
I think
people. Too. Yeah, just a few.
Yeah, you're
not a lot, just a few.
Closest friends.
Well, I think part of the problem with D23 Expo in the past, it's been in one convention center, if I'm not mistaken. And this year, the big panels have been moved to the Honda Center, which is like the stadium. And there are
the Ducks play.
Oh, okay.
Okay, like so the Coliseum, nice.
So there's so different types of tickets, which I think is also making it harder. Like you actually get a ticket for the panels.
Right, there was a lower level $2,000 ticket or plan or something I heard that a lot of people were hemming and hawing about trying to get involved with. However, that seemed to be the one that was most available at the one point. So.
Yeah, and I know Charlotte got tickets, but I think she didn't get tickets to everything because some of them were sold out.
Yeah, Sam got them too. So we'll definitely hear some updates when it happens. So really looking forward to this.
I just hope they live stream it because that's the only way I'm going to see.
Excuse me. Okay, guys. So now let's get to it. Let's get to this Hotel Madness. In the past, we've done characters. We've done attractions. We've done snacks. This is the first time we're actually doing hotels. And I think this is going to be something that's going to be very interesting to go through. What do you guys think?
I'm excited to see how everything plays out. I love the mix of hotels that we have. And I think that the way that they're lined up totally makes sense and how the bracket all comes together. So with the vast amount of hotels that Disney has, it was really tough to categorize these other than just by their actual category. So we do have a value. We have a value region, and we have a moderate region, and then a two deluxe regions, and they are going up against each other. So we're really going to weed out these deluxe resorts. And really what we've done is narrowed it down to four values, four moderates, and eight deluxes, just based on the options that we had within each of the categories. And even still, when I got down to the nitty gritty, and when I got down to the end, to my final two, it was a tough decision. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was a tough decision.
Yeah, definitely was. Some of them were very easy though, but yeah, you're right. When it got toward the end, definitely tough.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it before when people ask our advice on like where to stay, and there's reasons to love every level. So, I mean, it doesn't matter your budget. And of course, we all went in just thinking like unlimited budget. But yeah, there's a reason to love each resort. And I'm interested to see which ones end up head to head.
I mean, I looked at it from, I didn't necessarily look at it from a money perspective. As much as I looked at it from like what fits, what I like, from an amenities perspective, I mean, I'm a big transportation person. Not I'm giving anything away. And let's be honest, it's not my bracket. I'm a big transportation person. So like that has a lot of value. And it's all about what my favorite modes of transportation are. So
sure. Definitely. I was trying not to think about it, how much it would cost. But I was also trying not to think about, well, if I could stay at a deluxe for free, I'm going to go there. No, that's not the way we're doing it tonight. It's, again, along the way Lisa and Morgan have been saying. Basically, things that we know about the hotels, things we've liked in the past, things we remember, things we maybe even perhaps are looking forward to. So here we go. Let's start this off. And we're going to start in the value region. And we're going to start off with a Pop Century versus the Art of Animation. So we're going for the battle across the lake here. And who wants to start with this one?
I'll start. This absolutely is the battle of Hourglass.
Hourglass Lake.
Hourglass yeah. Lake. And I'll start because the vote from the bracket in front of me is Art of Animation. It absolutely would not be my choice. This is actually kind of an interesting thing for me because Art of Animation is insanely well themed, but I've never once stepped foot into an Art of Animation room. So I have a hard time deciding between the two. And there's just a wee bit of nostalgia with Pop Century for me. Mm-hmm. They both have the Skyliner. They both have buses. They both have very similar, amenities. But the reason why Art of Animation was chosen here is because of the theming and the suites.
Gotcha. I was going to say that's mainly the biggest difference are the suites. And, of course, the theming because it's just a different hotel. But you're right. For the majority of the rest of it, it is pretty much a duplicate of each other, Pop Century and the Art of Animation. Art, of course, is a lot newer by about 10, 15, how many years? But they both share the Skyliner, which I think is important for both of these hotels. Morgan, what do you think?
I mean, I had to really think. I have been in both Pop and Art of Animation. I've stayed in all but the Finding Nemo suites at Art of Animation because Art of Animation has Lion King suites, Car suites, and then the standard Little Mermaid room, which, interestingly enough, I stayed at the Little Mermaid room during our meetup in November.
Very nice.
Yeah, it actually worked out great. My friend, who I hadn't seen since COVID came down, and she's a huge Little Mermaid fan, so it was great to kind of do that for her and book the room for us. And I've, of course, stayed at Pop. I went with Art of Animation because, I mean, I love both resorts. They are my favorite value resorts. But the rooms are better themed in Art of Animation. Pop rooms, regardless of what decade building you're in, all the Pop rooms are decorated and styled the same way. Whereas if you're in a Cars Family Suite, that's going to be decorated completely different than the Lion King Suite and the Finding Nemo Suite. And of course, Little Mermaid's a standard room, and that's of course decorated all Little Mermaid. So the rooms were the deciding factor for me. Plus, like, when I sell this to, like, people, like, with my clients, my travel clients, Art of Animation's pool has underground speakers, which kids are going to love that. They can swim and still hear the music. So, nice. I went Art of Animation.
Okay, very nice. So, that's two for Art of Animation. I am going to go with Pop Century. I'm not going to let anybody guess. It is, of course, one of my favorite hotels. But for a lot of the reasons that you guys mentioned, for the Pop side of it, I definitely like Pop Century versus Art of Animation. We haven't stayed at Art of Animation. We've been through the property a number of times. We've come back on buses where we got off at the bus stop over there just to kind of save time and such like that, and walked through the property, saw the eating area and the whole, like I said, it seems to me like it was a duplicate of Pop Century, kind of mirrored. However, the rooms, I could see where Morgan's coming from, where that could be a definite edge. However, the nostalgia of Pop, the different buildings that we've been in, we know the ins and the outs of the place. It's like the back of our hand. It's like coming home again. So, yeah, it's the Pop Century for us.
All right.
So, although, as we move on from this round, with the three of us saying that, the Art of Animation is moving on.
All righty. Dun, 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 as it moves on.
And up, and up next in our value region, we've pitted two. We want to talk about mirror images or similar hotels with different themes. We picked two of our all-stars up against each other. We've got All-Star Movies versus All-Star Sports. And I'm kicking this right back to Ed.
Well, and I tell you what, the reason why we have the two of them and not the third is, I think, going to judge how we're going to actually pick these and vote for it. So I'm going to hold off on that explanation for now until we get done with our voting. However, for these two value resort hotels, which are great literal values, they are kind of mirror images other than the theme. Other than that, though, they're pretty much relatively the same. However, and I always kind of like to say this, even though I love the way the movies resort is themed, the movies resort is the furthest down the road of the three values that are down there. So I think it goes sports, music, then movies.
Yeah.
If I'm not wrong with that. So again, I'm picking sports, and we chose to move sports. We chose to put sports and movies basically because of that. Everybody we've talked to and we looked about the hotels love the way the movies look and the way the theming is at movies. Sports, just because of the location. And we figured we're not going to have music in the middle of that because the other two are just the same. So my vote's going for sports because I like the getting off the bus or first.
Awesome. Morgan, what do you say?
This one to me was harder because the rooms are the same. It really did come down to theme. I do like the fact that sports gets first off the bus, but I normally drive, and being a pass holder, I don't have to pay for parking if I go over to the parks. So that doesn't really play a factor in for me. So I went straight for theming. Music is actually my favorite All-Star resort because I am a huge music fan. Second is movies, so my vote is for movies.
There you go.
Very, very nice.
Okay, Lisa, so Angela gets to break the tie.
Angela gets to break the tie 100%. We don't differ here, though. Angela gets to break the tie, and her vote was for all-star movies. She definitely likes movies over sports. She loves the theming there. And sports is not her thing.
Not her cup of tea.
Not her cup of tea.
The other argument could also be thrown out there that the sports resort gets a lot of the kids coming for a lot of the sport events that are going on over at the ESPN Sports Center and such like that. Maybe not so much so that the hotels are coming up around there, but as it goes now, most of the values actually get a lot of the kids.
Yes, they do. Lots of families. We haven't stayed at a value we haven't stayed at a lot of places in a really long time, but when we did, we've either done movies or sports. What is your attraction, Morgan, to music?
I, like I said, I'm a huge music fan. I, in school, always was in chorus. I played musical instruments. My dad is a big audiophile, so he passed that on to me. When I had an iPod, my claim to local, between my friends' fame, is I had over 10,000 songs on my iPod. Just to, you know, date myself a little bit with that. But yeah, I mean, I love music. Actually, even I did say I stayed at Art of Animation in November, but the weekend before I stayed at Art of Animation, I actually stayed at All-Star Music for the Wine and Dine race. And it's cool because like they put us in the country section, which is the furthest one back, but it makes sense because it's the race and we want to be a little bit quieter because we go to sleep so early. But yeah, I love walking around the music sections.
Not cool.
So yeah, movies was my number two.
I never even paid attention if they have a better soundtrack at that resort or not at the music. Okay, guys, so that is, we're going to kind of move around and do, I guess, a round in each of the categories in each of the regions and then come back and do the next round in each of the regions. Does that sound good?
I like that idea.
We're going to jump to the mods, and the moderates we have Port Orleans Riverside versus the Caribbean Beach. And I'm going to jump on this one first, and I'm happy to say that not a lot of these categories I've stayed at both places that we're talking about. However, this one I have. And, excuse me, I have a negative for Caribbean Beach and a positive for Port Orleans, so I'm going to be voting Port Orleans Riverside. The positive I have for Port Orleans Riverside is that they have Yeehaw Bob there. Not the only thing that's a good thing about that resort. We stayed in the mansions, so they were really kind of closer to the main area and the lobby and the restaurants and such like that, and the theming was great. The area around it was really cool. The river going through it was amazing. The Caribbean Beach, we stayed there. Granted, they had some construction going on, but the place is just too big for me. I mean, it was just I to get a bus from my room to the front of the resort to then go or hit the other resorts or hit the other bus stops or whatever it was. It just seemed like it was such a big resort. I was getting lost all the time on there. Even if I had my car at that place, it's still really huge. And again, it was under construction at the time we were there. So the main lobby area, the dinner area, I didn't get a really good like view of that. But walking around the main property, again, just the bigness of it and flying over in the Skyliner, it's a really awesome looking resort. However, I'm still going with Port Orleans.
I wonder if that would feel different if you stayed there now versus back then with the updated location of the Skyliner. I wonder if you would feel different or better. And that, I will tell you, that lobby and the restaurants that are there, I love them.
Oh, great. But, so nice.
I mean, after the construction, the restaurants changed as well. So,
yep. Sebastian's is one of the best restaurants we've ever been to.
Oh, cool. Well, something to put on my list.
Well, since you're talking, Lisa, what is your vote?
My vote is the same as Ed's, but it's not about my vote. It's not about my vote. Yes, this is another, I will say in protest, Caribbean Beach. is what Angela chose on the bracket. For all the reasons I think I just said, we go to Caribbean Beach. We go to Caribbean Beach a lot. We go out to Sebastian's a lot. I really love the lobby's gorgeous. The Skyliner's there. And the walkway. Like, if you like to walk, we would go to the Caribbean Beach and just walk all the way around through the Riviera and back up along the walkway along the water. It's actually a really beautiful walk, and it's a great place to be at night. You can see the Epcot fireworks right on the dock. It's a great place to hang out.
Nice. Okay. One each way. We have another tiebreaker coming up for you, Morgan.
All right. My turn to break the tie. I'm like Ed. When I stayed at Caribbean Beach, there was construction going on. I stayed in one of the pirate rooms, which I don't think are even there anymore. Which honestly, I'm not that sad about. It was the most uncomfortable bed I've ever slept in. But the theming was really cool. So it was like, the theming's really cool, but my sleep really suffered.
Well, you were a pirate. They didn't sleep comfortably.
Evidently, that's what they were going for.
Kept with the theming of that.
It was a fully immersive experience. All I needed was a bottle of rum. But Caribbean was nice. I agree with Ed. It is a huge resort. I was glad that I had my car when I stayed there. I've never stayed at Riverside, but I've stayed at French Quarter. And I actually love the layout of Port Orleans. I actually think I might be staying there in July, Riverside. Haven't decided yet. So I actually went Port Orleans, Riverside. I like the layout. I like just the vibe. I really do feel like that old Southern take a stroll kind of vibe. And I also like you can take a boat to Disney Springs. It's not 100% a bus transportation system.
And that's me all day long. That's really why I would choose Riverside. I love the boat transportation. The Sasagula River Company boats are just the best.
Yeah. That's my main thing. And then also I can walk over to French Quarter and get Mickey beignets and make Jimmy mad that I'm eating beignets that aren't real beignets. So it's like added plus.
That's funny. Okay, so Port Orleans Riverside moves on to the next round. And as we do that, we're going to hit the other game in the moderate region, Coronado Springs versus Fort Wilderness. Now, there might be a rumor going around that Fort Wilderness might not be considered actually a moderate. However, we are going to be in our memories remembering it as a moderate, and we're using it as that way in this contest this afternoon. Morgan, you're actually going to jump on this one and go first.
Oh, okay. I have not stayed at Fort Wilderness, but I have stayed at Coronado. But I am more of a Coronado Springs kind of vibe. That lobby in the new building, Grand Casino, is amazing. Even if I stayed at Fort Wilderness, I would still go with Coronado because I'm not an outdoorsy camping kind of chick. You know, I like my plumbing indoors kind of chick. So yeah, Coronado, I love, even if you're staying in one of the outer buildings and it does feel like a bigger resort. I feel with what they did when they added Grand Destino, when they added the bridges and things like that, that really helped with that. So yeah, Coronado all the way for me.
Awesome. Nice. Okay, Lisa, you're up.
I love everything you had to say about Coronado. Coronado has Toledo, which is easily one of the top two or three restaurants on property. I deal a lot in food, guys. I deal a lot in food.
When you're down in the area, you're not staying at the hotels anymore. You have the time to experiment with the restaurants. Oh, you know. Yeah. God bless you. That's awesome.
They've got Three Rivers, which is out on the water. Or Three Bridges, I think is what it's called. Three Bridges.
Yeah, Three Bridges. I keep wanting to say Three Rivers too, but yeah, Three Bridges.
That's the Pitts. That's a sports fan.
It's a Pittsburgh thing. Yeah.
Which we've been to, and it's really, really nice. It gets crazy, crazy busy when there's a convention going on, but, and the pool there is really good. But there is, something really cool about staying at the cabins at Fort Wilderness. It's a very unique experience. You've got a lot of entertainment on that property. You've got Tri-Circle D Ranch. You've got the Hoop-De-Doo Review. You've got a couple of really nice restaurants. You've got the waterfront there where you can see the fireworks, where they pipe in the music. There's a lot to be said about Fort Wilderness. And if you're there, I mean, even if it's not a a holiday, they, you know, the RVs decorate to the nth degree. But if you are there during Halloween or Christmas, it's just worth a trip over there to go check it out. Cause they it's a very serious game to the people that are staying, on
if
property
I'm not
there.
Can they even do golf cart parades during the holidays?
Yep. They do all. Yeah, absolutely. So our vote here is for Fort Wilderness.
Yeah. Look at that. Okay, guys. Excuse me. I have stayed at Fort Wilderness a while back. We stayed in one of the loops with the Winnebago. I haven't stayed at Coronado Springs, but I do know the place. I've been there a couple times, and I do know the size of it. I do know it's a big convention center place. It's somewhat to, I would say to the detriment, but it does get crowded. But it gets crowded with an adult crowd as opposed to like a kid crowd at the Values. So that's like a good thing in that regard. Fort Wilderness, my biggest complaint is that it's tough to get anywhere from Fort Wilderness. So if you don't have your car with you, you're taking a bus to the front of the resort. You're taking a bus from there to the park you're going to. Other than the Magic Kingdom, which you can take a boat from the docks down there. But you also have to get to the lake to get to the boat to get to the Magic Kingdom. So it's a great place to visit. However, I'm going with Coronado Springs in this. I really want to go to the place. I want to go there with Leslie. We're going to kind of enjoy the things Lisa was talking about, Morgan was talking about, which sounds great. And like I said, we've seen the place a couple of different times walking through there. So I do know what it has to offer. Fort Wilderness, very limited. You're not looking at multiple different types of levels of hotel rooms. You're looking at a tent. You're looking at a hotel room you brought with you and drove in. Or you're looking at the cabins. The cabins, I don't know enough about. However, I heard that they're supposed to be being improved right now. They're building better ones or more or something like that. It's all DVC'd out and such.
DVC'd, yep.
Actually, if you go to the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com, there is a post with some artist renderings of what the cabins are going to look like.
Perfect. I knew I saw it somewhere.
Yep.
So I'm going to be taking Coronado Springs, which actually springs that one into the lead and the win for this round.
Springs into like what you did there.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so Coronado Springs moves on, and we're going to jump over to the deluxe brackets. And the deluxe region one has, as the first game, Polynesian Resort versus Grand Floridian. Let's duke it out across the lake.
I feel like we need to ring a little boxing bell. Ding, ding. Round one.
I figured we're going to take care of it Magic Kingdom style and then Epcot style. So that's how these brackets have been put together. And I think it's kind of weed out the best of each of the areas to come against in the end. So, okay. So anyway, Polynesian Resort versus the Grand Floridian. I'm going to grab this one first. And I'm not even going to hesitate. I have stayed at both places. It's the Polynesian. excuse me. The Grand Floridian is a beautiful resort. I haven't stayed there since they did the big, big improvement on the pool. However, that wasn't a big grab for me to begin with anyway. Leslie liked it because of the spas and all the different things they offer in that regard. So that's a plus on her side and for the Grand Floridian. However, the Polynesian Resort, the entire resort is such a relaxing place to be. The Grand Floridian, I always feel like if I was going from my room to the lobby, I had to actually like kind of put on some really clothes, like a dress-up shirt or a pullover or a golf shirt or something like that to walk around that hotel. It's that type of place, which is great if that's what you're expecting and that's what you're used to. The Polynesian is literally like going to a Polynesian island and just relaxing and hanging out.
There's so, just a piece of me that pictures Ed walking around in his boxers, right? Trying to find a... I'm just looking for a cup of coffee. You look like...
I was thinking more like
Cousin Eddie from National Lampoon's.
In the robe. Yeah,
I was picturing the opposite. I was picturing like Ed pulling out like a top hat and tails, trying to like just go get breakfast.
Well, I do remember it. I can't remember if Polynesian did, but Grand Floridian definitely had robes. We lucked out in both of those places when we were younger, when we first got married. We had the kids very young before we had a lot of money commitments. And but so for me, Polynesian.
Oh God, I'll jump in here and say without even batting an eyelash, as the Grand Floridian, like Art of Animation, is one of the two hotels, likely in all of Walt Disney World, that I have not stayed at. But the Poly holds a spot near and dear to our heart. It is where I asked Angela to marry me. So even though they subsequently bulldozed that spot to the ground. But our vote here is for Polly.
Okay, there you go.
And knowing that story, I would be surprised if you would have voted Grand Floridian. So, yeah. All right, well... I have stayed at Grand Floridian. I have not stayed at Poly. That being said, Grand Floridian is a beautiful resort. I love visiting it, especially during Christmas with the gingerbread house and all that. I didn't stay in the Grand Floridian since the most recent room renovation. But when I stayed there, I was just kind of like walking in the room and I was like, oh, this is a nice room. But this could be a nice room in any major city. Polynesian is on my list to stay at because I feel like the theming is better. So Polynesian is my vote.
There you go. That's a first sweep.
I was just in a renovated room very recently. I had friends that came into town and they were staying there and they wanted me to come and look at all the cool things. And I walked in and I was like, it's a lot of money for this. It's cute and all. Look at the penguins. All right.
I do remember this artwork in the bathroom before they renovated. And it was this like black and white Alice in Wonderland. And I remember seeing it and like, I want to take that home, but I like Alice in Wonderland. And I thought it was a cool like picture. But that was the only thing in there that made me think, oh, yes, I'm at a Disney resort. That's not enough. I need a little bit more Disney-ified.
Sure. And so they added Mary Poppins theme, and I still think they did it in a way that is still too subtle.
So it's still very understated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on to the other matchup in Deluxe One, we have the Contemporary versus the Wilderness Lodge. So we're going to the other side of the lake now for these two hotels. And Morgan, you're actually going to start this one out.
All right. Well, I've stayed at both. I have stayed at Wilderness Lodge before the latest renovation. Really cool. Really felt like I was in a whole different place. And before they updated Contemporary, Wilderness would have gotten my vote. But Contemporary gets my vote because the Incredibles renovation and the fact that this is like the iconic hotel of Walt Disney World, in my opinion, like this is the hotel you think of when you think of Walt Disney World. My vote went Contemporary. The Incredibles theming is, well, incredible. I just like Contemporary a whole lot more. If it before the renovation, it would have gone with Grand Floridian as, oh, it's just a nice basic room, you know, could be the same room in any major city, but the Incredibles did it.
Cool. What do you think, Lisa? Where are you going? Or where's Angela going, I should say?
Yeah. Where's Angela taking you?
She is taking me to Wilderness Lodge. We love everything about Wilderness Lodge. I wholeheartedly agree with this decision. The Contemporary was the first place I ever stayed at, and she's actually never stayed at the Contemporary. Someday I'll stay in the A-frame. I think that would be really cool. But for all that is super cool about the Contemporary, I just like the quietness of the Wilderness Lodge. First of all, the lobby is stunning.
Yes.
The Whispering Canyon Cafe for breakfast is bar none. We love it. Geyser Point, which is the bar / restaurant out on the water, is really great. The electrical water pageant comes by as you're sitting out there on the couches having a beverage. It's just like the pool's gorgeous. And then, you know, walk over to Boulder Ridge, you know, which is just a short walk away, and you've got the Carroll Train Room. And it's just super quiet, and it's just well themed, well decorated. The music is great. There's a lot going on there, and I love everything about Wilderness Lodge.
Great. Awesome. Okay. So it's split, and
I'm breaking the tie.
Yeah. So now I have not stayed at either hotel. However, I feel like I've been at both of these hotels the most otherwise. As far as going back and forth and doing different things or different restaurants and such like that, everything Lisa said about the Wilderness Lodge, right on. As far as Morgan and the Contemporary, cool. My issue with the Contemporary is that I can't afford to stay in the A-frame. So me staying out at the motels does not count as staying at the Contemporary. I do like you can walk to the park, but it just doesn't count. If I'm looking at the A-frame from the outside as I'm going to the car or the bus or wherever I'm going, no, I can't have that. However, the Wilderness Lodge, like Lisa said, it does have that relaxing feel to it. I've been over there. I've eaten over there. I've been over to the train room and checked out the different areas as such. And yeah, I could definitely stay at the Wilderness Lodge. I'd question the whole transportation getting around and how easy and hard that is, because I haven't experienced it yet, but that shouldn't matter. So I'm going with the Wilderness Lodge, and that is going to be continuing moving on.
Whoop, whoop.
Okay.
We're going to jump right on down to Deluxe 2, huh?
Yes. Let's jump right on it. And we're moving over to the quote-unquote Epcot hotels with the Animal Kingdom Lodge involved. But you'll see in a second. So the first round we're going to go to is the Yacht Club versus the Boardwalk. And I'm going to jump on this one first because I don't want to ruin it for everybody else. I've never stayed at either of these places. I've barely been inside them. I think I've been inside the Boardwalk maybe a bunch of years ago on one of the meetup weekends where we did a tour of it. But I can't tell you if that was the Boardwalk or the Yacht Club. So we're going to have to decide either way. However, based on location and just things I've heard and pictures I've seen and people talking about it, I'm going with the Boardwalk.
Alrighty.
I bailed on that one and just guessed.
Did you go any mini miny mo?
No, not even okay. That. Not even that much.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. I guess I'll go next. I've stayed at both. I have stayed at Yacht Club since its latest renovation. I think Boardwalk has recently gotten some room renovations, so I have not seen those. Love the location of both. Love the rooms. But I like Yacht Club. Yacht Club gets my vote for one reason. I have been a housekeeper there. Two, I like the theming of the Yacht Club rooms more. Like, it feels granted, it's you still get a little understated Disney, but I get that nautical theme. Where Boardwalk, it's just a very nice room, is how I felt when I stayed there. So, gotcha. Yeah, give me Yacht Club.
Awesome.
I can't believe you didn't even bring up the pool.
I was going to bring up the pool. I thought about that. And I made a point when I stayed at Yacht Club. I said, I'm not going to a park for one whole day because so I can do Stormalong Bay. Yeah. And it is really cool. The
deepest lazy river I've ever been in. I thought I was going to drown in that thing.
And it goes like it doesn't feel as lazy. I feel like it's a lot faster than like Typhoon Lagoon.
It's a river on the hop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like you do not want to have a little buzz going on because you might get dizzy in that lazy river. but it's good. Like that is definitely a draw for me as well. But yeah, Yacht Club all day.
All right.
Your turn, Lisa.
Yeah.
Where's Angela taking you?
We did a split stay for our honeymoon. Hurricane Matthew shortened the first part of our split stay, which was at Port Orleans French Quarter. But the last half of our honeymoon was at the boardwalk. And we absolutely love the boardwalk. So I love all the amenities there. Really, even when it was a creepy clown, I enjoyed the pool. I like everything that has to offer, walking distance to the International Gateway and all the amenities that go along with it. So we definitely love the boardwalk. I'd almost call it a Skyliner resort.
Almost, yeah.
Almost, true. You still have to get a little transportation or a long walk to get to it.
And yep. Hey, how many other places can you walk by the pizza window and get a slice on your way to bed?
The pizza, and they had a great combo. I don't know how long ago this was, where I got a slice of pizza and a salad. It was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I think they still had that last time I went.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Got to check that out. That sounds really good. The only time I really ever get over to the boardwalk are to go to the bars. On the boardwalk. I've never stayed at the hotels over there. It just hasn't been a place that attracted us. I mean, with the Magic Kingdom resorts and the Value resorts, usually that's where we hit.
Little known fact, you can refill your popcorn bucket on the boardwalk.
Nice.
And your drink, if you get the resort drink.
Yeah, if you have a refillable mug, you can do it. Yep, but I brought a popcorn bucket over to the boardwalk and just refilled it and then sat there and in an Adirondack chair and you just enjoyed the experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, guys. So the last matchup in the first round in the Deluxe 2 region is the Beach Club versus the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Not an Epcot Hotel, Animal Kingdom Lodge, obviously. However, we had to get it into the contest. Mm-hmm. So Lisa, you're actually going to start this one out.
This actually all hedges. I mean, I talked about the pool, right? So the Yacht Club and Beach Club, Stormalong Bay is just one of those places where you need to be staying at one of those two resorts in order to even get in. But even though the Beach Club was the first place that Angela and I ever stayed, we love the for the same reasons we liked Wilderness Lodge, we love Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's a very unique environment. There's a lot of different food offerings there. We love Sanaa. There's a lot to offer. And then just to hang out and watch the animals on the savannah. If you don't have a savannah view room, that's fine. You can just walk right down to the lobby and sit and watch the animals on the savannah. That's just a super cool experience. So, mm-hmm. Oat is Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Awesome. Okay, Morgan, you're up.
This one was actually hard for me. I like Animal Kingdom Lodge for every reason that Lisa said. The restaurants, the animals, all that. I've never stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge. I technically never stayed at Beach Club, but I've been in those rooms before. The major downfall for Animal Kingdom Lodge for me is transportation. If I'm paying for a deluxe room, and granted, yes, we're not supposed to bring money into the thing here. But to me, a perk in the deluxe resorts is at least one way to get to a park is non-bus. That is not the case with Animal Kingdom Lodge. So that was a major downfall for me. But I still went with Animal Kingdom Lodge because you can, I know I'm like throwing you guys a curveball here. Because of everything Lisa said, it is a unique experience. You know, where else can you, unless you're in Africa, you know, or somewhere like that, can you like go out and have a cup of coffee on your balcony if you got a savanna view and see giraffes and other animals walk by?
Right.
So, yeah, I went with Animal Kingdom Lodge, but the buses really made it hard for me to go with Animal Kingdom Lodge.
I thought years ago that perhaps maybe they would, you know, find a way of like a unique access to Animal Kingdom, but that's never really happened, and which is unfortunate.
They totally should have something like that. That should be a draw for Animal Kingdom Lodge. I feel like that's something they need to fix.
Let's start writing those letters. Okay. I'm not going to take a lot of time with this one. I'm going with Animal Kingdom Lodge too. I think out of the two resorts, I've stayed at neither. However, that definitely has the vibe I like, as opposed to the Beach Club. The Beach Club to me sounds too much like going to the beach in Atlantic City and such like that, which I don't want to do that.
The last of the first round matchups, that was a sweep.
That was
the only sweep.
No, we had two sweeps.
Oh, we had two sweeps?
Yeah, we did have another sweep.
Polly. No. Polly. Yeah. Polly was a sweep.
Yep.
So nice. Okay, guys. So we're going to go on to the second round and move on. Okay, so we're going to jump back over to the values. We have the Art of Animation versus All-Star Movies. And we're going to start this round with Lisa.
Yep. For this, we're sticking with the suites and the theming and the Skyliner. So we're going with Art of Animation.
Nice. Okay, Morgan.
Art of Animation for the same reason. Suites, Skyliner, yay.
And I'm going to have to agree with that one. And I don't want to say sweep, but it is a sweep. Art of Animation for the reasons that the ladies mentioned. Also, it's just in the middle of things as opposed to being down at the bottom of the property. So All-Star Movies is definitely a better value as far as you get a room cheaper. But yeah, Art of Animation. Okay, awesome. Art of Animation moves on. Melissa had joined us, and she had given us our finals in each of the different divisions. Her choice was Pop Century for this division, which isn't going to go on to the finals, but that's a great one, and I can totally understand how that could get to the end of it, too.
Ed was bought in on Pop Century right from the
I was job. Like, if yep. I had any choice in it, it definitely would have made it to the end. Okay, so let's jump down to the moderates, and we have Port Orleans Riverside versus Coronado Springs. I'm going to take this one first, and I'm staying with Port Orleans Riverside. I think Coronado definitely is something I'm going to check out with the wife down the road. It sounds like there's a lot of great restaurants and things to do. However, I do like Port Orleans Riverside a little bit better in that I do know the place. I like it a lot. And yeah, that's my vote.
Well, I'll go next because this part of the bracket is busted for us. I will actually stick with what is usually my theming stronghold, and that is transportation, and give me boats all day long. If I could just ride those boats along the rivers there, along the golf course, which is, you know, the golf course I know and love, I'm all over Port Orleans Riverside.
Okay.
And I'm saying Riverside as well, for everything I said before, the theming, the boats. Yeah. All day.
Nice. Nice little sweep going forward. And Melissa for this one had Fort Wilderness for some great reasons as far as all the different activities. And I do get that. So good choices all the way around. We're going to jump over to the Deluxe One region. And we have the Polynesian Resort versus the Wilderness Lodge. And Morgan's going to start this one.
I am going to go with the Polynesian theming and right across from the castle. What's better than that?
Right. Yeah, I agree. Go ahead, Lisa.
Following my bracket in protest, the bracket here, Wilderness Lodge moves on.
Oh, Ed breaking the tie.
Yeah, breaking a tie, and this one isn't going to be tough at all. I'm going with the Polynesian for the reasons that Morgan mentioned. I do enjoy coming back to my resort, being able to go out to the beach, which they have a beach, which is nice next to the pool, and watch the fireworks of the Magic Kingdom. That is the icing on the cake for sure. I'm going to go with the Polynesian, and Melissa also joined us with the Polynesian, so it is a clear sweep going on in the next one. So very, very cool. We're going to jump on down to the Deluxe 2. And here we had the Boardwalk versus the Animal Kingdom Lodge. And I think Morgan's going to start us out.
For this one, I went Boardwalk for location and bars and pizza and non-all bus transportation.
Okay, well, there's a lot of reasons there. Awesome. Yeah. How about you, Lisa? What do you say?
Same exact thing, location, and transportation.
Yeah, very much so. I agree with this one. Although I like Animal Kingdom Lodge and that it would be fun to try out and enjoy it and try something different, I do like the Boardwalk. And if I had to pick between the two, it's going to be staying over across the lake from Epcot. So Boardwalk moves on. And Melissa had chosen Animal Kingdom Lodge. Unfortunately, it does not move on. But I totally understand these choices. But the differences between these hotels are so small. But there definitely are some differences. Okay, guys. So we're down to our final four. We have one team hotel from each of the different divisions. And here we go. The Values versus the Moderates. We have the Art of Animation versus Port Orleans Riverside. And actually, I think I'll start this one. And I'm going to go with a really odd choice in this one, in that I'm pulling toward the Art of Animation, in that I think that I would have a better time at Art of Animation just for the total resort itself and being on the Skyliner. So I'm going with the Art.
I'll go next. I actually am going Art of Animation as well. Skyliner and the Family Suites.
There it is. Another sweep for Art of Animation for theming and Skyliner.
Okay. Art of Animation moves on to the finals. And we'll jump over to the deluxes. The best deluxe now is what our decision is going to be. And it's between the Polynesian Resort and the Boardwalk. And I think, Morgan, you're going to start this one.
Okay, this one is hard because it's basically Magic Kingdom or Epcot, really, if you think about it. Right. I am going Polynesian because you got the theming and the location.
Very good. Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa, go.
I am... if the bracket wasn't busted and I was... I am strictly following the bracket. This would be super tough.
You can just lie and say the bracket's busted. Only Angela's going to know. Come on.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to follow the bracket. And in the bracket in front of me, who is moving on is the Boardwalk. But that's really tough. That is my honeymoon versus where we got engaged.
Yeah. All right, Ed, you got to break the tie.
You know, this really isn't a tough one for me. I'm going to the Polynesian in a heartbeat. That is, if I had to pick a deluxe resort to call my home resort, it would be the Polynesian. That's the one moving on. Melissa also agreed with the Polynesian. That was her pick to go into the finals also.
I just have to say that now we have the final two. I did not expect a value versus a deluxe. For some reason, I did not expect that. So I'm just putting that out there.
Sure.
This is what makes this really interesting and why, you know, Ed, we talked about this earlier in the week that anything could happen.
Yes.
that was, I think I understood your concern when we start breaking down some of these resorts, but when you start looking at it, anything is possible.
Sure. Although we'll see how this goes for our finals now. So let's move on to this final round. I have an inkling where it's going to go, but we will see. Maybe we will be surprised. And actually, I will start this one off. Polynesian. there's no discussion. And we could say it for all the other reasons, not just, again, value versus deluxe. Let's just say location. Let's just say transportation and theming. There's just so much going for the Polynesian on top of it being a very, very nice hotel room-wise and service-wise and such like that. But Polynesian.
All right, let's talk about this really, really quickly.
Okay.
It's the hotel where I asked my wife to marry me. If you know anything about me, you know that my favorite all-time attraction at Walt Disney World is the monorail. I could ride the monorail all day long. Morgan, you're going to hell for that. And I can ride the monorail all day long. I love the boats. I love the theming. I love Alapu Lapu. All of those things against a resort that I've never stayed at. So it's a no-brainer for me. It's Polynesian.
Right. It actually is a little bit, and Melissa agrees with us all.
Voted yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She doesn't get a vote for the small world comment. That's it. You are ousted.
Well, in that case, I'm changing my vote. No. Actually, I was voting Polynesian as well for the same reasons you guys said. Location, theming, and two words. Tonga toast.
Lisa's wife. Got it.
Yeah. I didn't know Angela changed her name.
And actually, that's, I guess, how it should go with a clean sweep at the end of there, as far as a hotel that everybody can agree on. And again, Melissa also agreed as the Poly being the final resort on her list, too. So it is a real, real clean sweep. Very good. It was a surprise coming down to it with the two rounds coming up to that final. So, very interesting hotels.
Morgan, what does this mean? What does doing a bracket like this mean? You're a travel agent.
What does it mean? It means it's all in good fun because, unfortunately, in the real world, it all depends on somebody's budget.
It also means that Disney has something for everybody.
True. There is something for everybody. Everybody likes something different for some reason or another. People, want certain things in their resorts over other things. Some people want the buses. Some people want the boat. Some people want the monorail. But yeah, I mean, that's one good thing with Disney. And it's actually kind of interesting that we're saying this because I'm going to the other park this weekend and I'm staying at one of the resorts at the other park next weekend or this weekend. And there's not as much selection there. So I love that Disney has this selection. I also like that our winner is an original hotel.
Right. I didn't even think of it that way. You're right about that.
So I like that one of the iconic hotels won.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's this hotel I stayed in 1976. We stayed at the Poly at our first trip to the resort.
You were only one, right?
Yeah, I wish. it was a very fun time. I was 11 years old on that trip. A very, very good time. Okay, guys, so what do you think? What comes down to your top hotel at the Disney World properties? Let us know. Send us an email. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @TheDisneyNerds Podcast and Twitter @TheDisneyNerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys. So that's it for show number 523, the Disney Nerds Podcast, Hotels Madness. The Disney Nerds Podcast, Hotel Madness for 2024. For Lisa, for Morgan, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
So long, everybody.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
And
you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace.